Hey, what is up, you guys? This is your girl, Miss Peta Boss, and today you are tuned into Murder, Baby. And on today's show, we are going to be doing Behind the Scare. We're going to be talking about Chucky. Yes, Chucky, girl, Chucky. That little short, little bad doll. So we're going to get right into it, and we're not going to waste any more time. So, Chucky is actually one of my favorite scary movies. But my favorite, y'all know, is Freddy Krueger. But to me, Chucky in the beginning, Chucky was just so adorable. He was just so cute. Like, he was, before his face got messed up in 2, 3, 4, and so forth, I just used to think Chucky was so damn adorable, which he was. But child, his story is not adorable. Mm-mm. No, ma'am. Now, as we know from the movie, he was a known killer. And we gonna get in a little bit more of that. Chucky himself wasn't always a doll, and his original story serves to make the character even more fearsome. Before becoming the foul-mouthed, bloodthirsty doll horror fans know and love today, Chucky was a serial killer. He was killing in the Chicago area, and his name was Charles Lee Ray. And he was dubbed as the Lake Shore Strangler by the police. And child, he was just killing people in the Chicago area. He was robbing people too. That's what he was doing too. He was killing and robbing people. And he didn't want to die. He wanted his spirit to live on. So what he did was, I guess somehow he got into some toy factory, toy store. And at the time, the good guy was a big old doll in the movie. It was in real life, they did have a doll like that, but it didn't look like really Chucky. It was just, you know, something similar to that, and they kind of took that and made Chucky, which was called in the movie a good doll. So yeah, he found one of those, and he did the spell to have his spirit live on into this doll, so he can continue to do whatever he was doing before he died. So he put his whole soul into this doll, and he continued to kill people, child. That is the mess. That's crazy. What I really wanted to know as a kid, was Chucky even real? Because I heard a lot of stories saying Chucky is a real doll, and they was trying to, you know, put this true narrative out. And I had to ask my parents, like, is this whole ordeal with Chucky real? And my parents will say no. They like, it doesn't make sense, Felicia. Like, you gotta stop being scared of everything. Chucky is not real. There's no doll out here killing everybody. Okay? So I'm like, okay, that put my mind at ease. Went to bed. As I got older, I found out that the doll is real, but it doesn't look nothing like Chucky, honey. Ooh, this doll is uglier than Chucky himself, child. Like, oh, child, I'm scared. I'm scared to even look up his picture, girl. I'm scared to look at his picture. But it is based on a true story. Apparently, the classic horror franchise is based on the actual voodoo doll, and his name was Robert. It was named after his owner. Well, this doll was in 1906, and let's get into Robert's story. So Robert the doll was gifted to Robert Eugene Otto, his family's maid, in Key West, Florida, in 1906. So his family's maid had the doll, and then she passed it down to Robert. So it's believed she practiced black magic and voodoo and put a curse on the doll before handing it over to Robert because she was unhappy. Standing at 40 inches tall and dressed in a sailor suit, the straw stuffed doll looks creepy to most. But legend has it that young Robert, who went by the name Jean, was immediately drawn to his new companion, naming him Robert after himself. He would take the doll everywhere with him, including the family dinner table. To begin with, his parents thought it was sweet at first, but then according to haunted rooms, strange things started to happen. First, Jean's parents heard a deep, unfamiliar voice and a creepy giggle coming from his bedroom. Then there were footsteps in the night as if someone was running from room to room. Child, we're not doing that, child. Why would you allow your maid to give this creepy looking doll to your son? Like, I mean, girl, don't y'all got better things to do? Don't they have better dolls? Didn't they have better dolls out there in 1906? I'm pretty sure his mom could have came up with something other than this doll over here. It continues to say, what was most terrifying, though, was Jean's bone-chilling screams in the middle of the night. Whenever his parents heard him, they are rushing to his room, only to find him hiding under his blankets, his belongings and furniture thrown all over the place. Robert did it, he would cry over and over, according to Ranker. That's another column, you people. The unexplained events drove many housekeeping staff to leave, and as word of the haunted doll spread, the Otto family struggled to find replacements for them. People were too terrified to come to their house. I would be too. I wouldn't be wasting my time, and this doll is going around doing what it's doing, and nobody seems to catch this doll at all. Neighbors later reported seeing a strange boy inside the house when the rest of the family was out. They said the boy looked just like Robert the doll and would stare right at them through the window. Mm-mm. Don't walk past the house, y'all. Mm-mm. Robert watching. Despite all of this, Jean refused to get rid of his friend, and the doll remained in the house. Upon the death of his parents, Jean inherited the house and even gave Robert his very own room. After Jean passed away in 1974, Robert was locked away in a trunk and put in the house's attic. He was later discovered by a new occupant, a 10-year-old little girl, who was said to have immediately fallen in love with it. Girl, what is going on, child? But just as he had done with Jean, when Jean was alive, Robert began throwing furniture and moving around at night. He mutilated other toys and even tied a cord around their dog's neck. Now he's getting even more worse, y'all. He is getting more worse, girl. He's tying stuff around the dog's neck. He trying to kill the doggy. Oh, hell no. The family promptly put the doll back in the attic, ending his reign of terror. While Child's Play director Tom Holland has never confirmed the rumors that Robert is the inspiration behind Chucky, it's easy why fans are convinced there is a link between the demonic dolls. These days, you can visit Robert, otherwise known as Robert the Doll, Robert the Haunted Doll, or Robert the Enchanted Doll, at the Key West Museum, where he is on display behind a layer of safety glass. Who wants to go see Chucky? Not me, or aka Robert. I don't know. Because I love my life. I love the spooky ookies that I know of, and they don't follow me home, boo. No. So what are we going to do, my beautiful people? Yes, we are going to, listen to a little bit of this YouTube video from Edge of Nightfall. That's a YouTube channel. Sorry for stuttering, y'all. And they're going to talk about Robert the Doll. So please listen to this clip and I will come back with the rest of my segment.
A Chucky doll from the hit 1980s horror classic Child's Play is an iconic character of the horror genre. Millions of moviegoers love the portrayal of this sinister children's toy. However, what most don't know is that this character, as well as parts of his origin story, are based on a real doll with the terrifying legacy of its very own. This doll, who is simply known as Robert the Doll, is said to be possessed by a malicious and vengeful spirit. Don't let his simplistic look deceive you, as his disturbing tale has earned its rank as one of the most twisted tales of the paranormal. Today we explore Robert the Doll's complete story. In the original movie, Chucky is given to a small boy as a gift from his mother. At first, the boy's excited about receiving the toy that he'd always wanted. However, as time goes on, the child soon realizes that this new doll is anything but what he expected, as Chucky reveals himself as a living toy that commits heinous acts at every chance he gets. This concept originated from a doll that was given to a young boy named Robert Eugene Odo in the early 1900s. The doll given was 3 feet tall and dressed in a sailor's outfit, holding a small lion by his side. The boy and his family happily took the doll back to their house, located in Key West, Florida. Eugene was simply referred to by his family as Gene. Because of this, he decided to give the doll his first name, Robert. It wasn't long after having the doll that the two became inseparable. Gene carried Robert wherever he went, treating him as one of the family. He would often talk to Robert as if Robert was an actual person, and even gave him a place at the family dinner table, pretending to feed the doll pieces of his food. For the most part, everything seemed to be normal, as Gene acted towards Robert as most children would to their favorite doll. However, as time went on, things took a bizarre turn, and Gene's new friend quickly became a terrifying household presence.
All right, you guys. If you would like to listen to the rest of that Robert the Doll true story, the original inspiration for Chucky, the page, the YouTube page is called Edge of Nightfall. So check them out. They have some really good, interesting, scary stories, spooky stories, scary countdowns. And yeah, check them out, you guys. And with that being said, thank you for tuning in today. And I appreciate you guys so much. I will see you guys soon. Peace out.